Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Kim. What kind of store are you?
I work for a third-party call center. We handle a wide variety of products where people order products online, and they'll call us if they want to cancel.
What kind of parts? Because we have a charge here for $59.89.
A wide variety of products, ma'am. Just a wide variety.
Okay. Is there any way that you can
if you have an account. Yes, ma'am. I can see if you have an account with us, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be under William York. William D. York.
Y-O-R-K?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. W-I-L-L-I-A-M. And you said the letter
yes.
D as in David? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me one moment.
And the date was 2/17, February 17th. And the amount was $59.89.
If you can verify your shipping or mailing address for me, please, so I can make sure I pulled up the credit account.
Okay. Our address is 31, the letter E for East, Summit Avenue. And it's in C. Warren, Sewaren, New Jersey.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, allow me to explain what this is. Enter a contest for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Okay, I was going to say because...
We didn't put in for any kind of, equipment or anything like that.
No, I'm saying for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, iPad, iPhone, etc.
Did you put in for trying to get an iPad or, a contest type thing?
No.
No, that's definitely not. And this is in Texas, so.
Yes, ma'am. So, somehow. So, it was just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Yeah, no, we didn't do this. Okay.
I can transfer you to our fraud department if you like. Does anybody else have access to your credit card or bank information besides you or your husband?
No.
Okay,
just,
give me one
just
moment.
The two of us.
Okay.
I'm going to call. This is on Citibank, so I'm going to call them because this is not our charge.
Right. So that's going to transfer you to our fraud department on our side so they can help you rectify this as well. And I have a cancellation number.
Do you want to call their company's fraud?
I'm going to call Citibank.
We're going to call Citibank first and see how that got on our Citi card.
Okay.
Maybe they can track it down or something like that. And
if
not, then... Now, the number there that says after Health Aware, that 855-457 is your number, right?
I'm not sure. I never call here, but I was just letting you know
the
information about how he got enrolled into a contest entry. That's the information
I
have
on
our end. But your cancellation number is 920?
What, honey?
It's 9, your cancellation number. So they don't come after you and bill you again. I have a cancellation number.
Oh, okay. We don't have a cancellation number.
That's what I'm giving to you because I canceled it as you suggested.
Okay. Let me just get a pen out. Okay, so the number would be what?
920.
920.
444.
444. 444?
Yep, 921.
921. So 920-444-9021.
921.
Oh, just 921. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Or what?
Yes, a cancellation number.
Okay, so what is that actually going to do?
That's just for your personal records. They're not going to come after you and bill you for this amount of $59.89.
Yeah. So if I call this number, this is for Citi Card or for the company that the Healthy Aware?
Yeah, this is a cancellation number for the contest entry, so they won't come back and bill you again.
Oh, okay. So that's for a contest that it was.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Okay. So I'm going to call my Citibank and let them know. And is there anything else I need to do on your side?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, my pleasure. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.